Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about kind of a tricky topic, a very sensitive topic, and it's very pertinent for us today because the modern world is a world in which communication between peoples of various cultures, various languages, various countries, various religions has become more feasible, more easy, especially, in this age of the internet and this, modern means of communication. It's become very, very easy, and, it's hard to kind of stay away from people of other cultures and religions, as it was in the past. And, we encounter people, very nice people, very good people. And a lot of times people ask, how is it possible for a person of another faith, who is sometimes even better than our Muslim relatives, our Muslim friends, we see that, sometimes they do acts of good that we have not seen being performed by even any Muslim. So how is it possible for such a person to go to hell? Or to put this question in another way, what will become of the acts of good that this individual performed in his life? It's ironic that this same question was actually posed in the time of the Prophet. The Arabs, it's famous that they were barbaric. For example, it's been related in the Holy Quran that they buried their daughters alive. They also committed other indecencies and unbecoming acts, but they did have a lot of good, noble qualities, right? And sometimes it came to the minds of Muslims who were related to such individuals as to what would happen, what would be their outcome, what would be of the good acts that they performed. Because, there's some verses in the Holy Quran in which God Almighty says, for example, does not let the good act go to waste, no matter who performs it. So this could give rise to a certain question. Fortunately, this question was asked to the Holy Prophet. A person named Salman ibn Amir ad-Dabbi. This person narrated, I asked, O Messenger of Allah, my father was hospitable to guests, honored his neighbors, honored the neighbors, fulfilled his promises, and donated in misfortune. Of what use will that be to him? He asked, did your father die a polytheist? I said, yes. He said, truly, they will be of no use to him, but they will remain for his children in what they will never be disgraced or humiliated nor suffer poverty. So in other words, the Prophet said that these good acts that your father performed, right, they will have a good effect on his progeny in this world. However, unfortunately, they won't have any effect in the hereafter. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the consequences of a polytheist's acts of good in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.